As a little girl growing up in a poor Ohio neighborhood in the 1940s, Gloria Steinem dreamed of becoming a movie star or a dancer. In college, she studied journalism. And when she saw that the reporter job seemed to go to men, she became a freelance writer. In her 30s, she helped start a social revolution.
I'm constantly asked about the word feminist. You know, what does it mean? Of course, it means what the dictionary says. You know, that somebody who believes in the full social, economic, political equality of women and men, which means it can be a man as well as a woman.
There was little gender equity in the early 1960s when Steinem wrote the article that brought her national attention. To research A Bunny's Tale, Steinem worked for 3 weeks as a Playboy bunny, a scantily clad waitress in a men's club.
I learned of what it's like to be hung on a meat hook. I mean, that's the emotional experience of walking around in a costume that's so tight it would give a man a cleavage. And it makes your thighs cold from lack of circulation and so on. And meanwhile, you're carrying heavy trays and you're getting paid 2 pennies and you have to rent your costume. And, you know, it's a humiliating experience, but it's a way of making a living.
Gloria Steinem continued making her living as a journalist, covering political campaigns and peace rallies, and becoming politically active herself. She championed women's causes like legal abortion and increased representation in public office, and became one of the leaders of the new feminist movement. Over the past 3 decades, that movement has made great strides in changing laws and expectations. However, Steinem says, there's still a long way to go to reach full equality between men and women.
For instance, we have convinced ourselves as women that women can do what men can do. But we haven't yet convinced ourselves, and therefore not the majority of the country, that men can do what women can do. Therefore, women still have 2 jobs. You cook 3 meals a day, you have several perfect children, you run the house, you dress for success. And that was the source of Superwoman, but of course it's not possible to do 2 full-time jobs.
Since the early 1970s, Gloria Steinem's full-time job has been promoting what became known as women's liberation. She helped found the flagship publication of the feminist movement, Ms. Magazine, and several women's political organizations, including the National Women's Political Caucus, the Coalition of Labor Union Women, and Women Against Pornography. And she continued to write. In The Revolution from Within, Steinem discussed low self-esteem as a problem for most women, including herself.
I'd been wandering around this country and other countries for 20 years or more, seeing women who were smart and courageous and wonderful, who didn't think they were smart or courageous or wonderful, and who compared themselves to perfection instead of the real, who started sentences with, "It's probably only me, but..." And it broke my heart, really. And so I started writing it for other people, and only later began to realize that it was for me, too.
For more than 40 years, Gloria Steinem has worked to help women seize control of their lives, economically, socially, sexually, and politically. What she wants, she says, is more than just reform.
This is no simple reform. It really is a revolution. Sex and race, because they are easy, visible differences, have been the primary ways of organizing human beings into superior and inferior groups and into the cheap labor on which this system still depends. We are talking about a society in which there will be no roles other than those chosen or those earned. We are really talking about humanism.
In recognition of her efforts, Gloria Steinem was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame in 1993. Now in her 70s, Steinem refuses to slow down. As a speaker, writer, and leader, she continues to advocate the cause of equal opportunity for women around the world. She says the feminist movement is not about men and women trading places, but rather men and women moving ahead together. I'm Faith Lapidus.